The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Near side attack, dugout back row by Bailey Mueller, and sent across there by Boudreaux. Returned into the net, but punched out of there by Cremosta. Minden now set middle, dumped across, off Godfrey. Minden with it. Short set right side, tipped it across for the termination, Monica Pence.
Tonight, the postseason begins in Grand Island with a C-19 sub-district tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, Minden, Wood River, Centura, and Gibbon. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Krummel will take it at right. Connor will slide it right side. Sokolowski, there's a good one. Down and good.
Kearney Catholic is the top seed, one of the tougher sub-districts in the state. Tonight's winners advance to Tuesday's district final at 7. It's the C-19 sub-district tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the high school postseason, where we are ready for the 2010 volleyball postseason to begin today. All classes C and D get things going today, A and B a little bit later in the week, but sub-districts across the state of Nebraska the next two nights. And Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show live from Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island as we're ready for C-19 volleyball action. Our first match tonight will feature the Centura Centurions and the Gibbon Lady Buffaloes. The winner of this will come back later tonight at approximately 7:30 to play in the semifinals against top seed Kearney Catholic. And then at 6 o'clock, our next match here, we'll have the 23-4 Minden Whippets, the second seed, taking on the 18-10 Wood River Eagles. It'll be their second meeting of the year. So there's some pretty good matchups going on here tonight. The winners will advance on to tomorrow night's sub-district final at 7 o'clock. And whoever advances on will head to the other side on Friday for the district final or the top seed on the other side of this bracket. So we are looking forward to some good volleyball here tonight. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups in 1 minute.
You start with the seed and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web as always at kkpr.com. We'll also let you know that there's volleyball going on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. As they bring you action from the C-16 just across town here at Grand Island Senior High. Adams Central and Central City getting ready to do battle. Then the winner will take on unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:30. In between, Hastings St. Cecilia will be taking on St. Paul in a matchup of teams that have 20 or more wins. So some pretty good volleyball in the area again this season. And, of course, all the teams trying to get back right here to Grand Island where the State High School Volleyball Tournament gets underway. 1 week from Thursday. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We've got high school football playoffs coming your way on Wednesday. Ravenna will take on Crofton at 4. Pleasanton will take on Sargent at 7. On ESPN 1460, Loomis will take on O'Neill St. Mary's at 3. Axtell will take on Overton at 6:30 on Wednesday. Plus on The Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill, will be taking on Cambridge, and Kennesaw will take on South Loup on ESPN 1550 AM. So that's the football that's coming up on Wednesday. We'll take a break and look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
And we are back here on the New Tech Seed pregame show where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Now let's take a look first off at the number five seed, the Gibbon Buffaloes. This is the way they will serve it up. Number one is a 5 foot 5 inch senior, Rachel Tremosa. Number 13 is a 5 foot 10 inch junior, Taylor Godperson. Number 5 is a 5'7 senior, J.B. Brown. Number 10 is a 5'8 junior, Macy Milks. Number 12 is a 5'5 senior, Vanessa Escondon. And number 9, 5'11 senior, Jerrica Pearson. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Bob Godperson, assisted by Tara Beveridge. They come in with a record of 12-15 on the season. For Centura, number 3 is a 5'9 junior center, Angelica Young. Number 10 is a 5'10 senior outside hitter, Lene Lytle. Number 16 is a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Heather Lemberg. Number 14 is a 5'7 senior center, Kirby Starosik. Number 7 is a 5'8 junior outside hitter, Vanessa Sonnenfeld. And number 4 is a 5'9 junior middle hitter, Courtney Aitken. Centura does utilize the libero. That's 5'4 junior number 11, Taylor True. The head coach of the Centura Centurions is Heather Ferrales, assisted by Donna Young and Kim Stepkin. Centura is 15-11 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. So it's the first of three matches tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll get it underway in just a moment. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck at tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, and the postseason begins in 1 minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Huda with you at Rosencrantz, where Centura will serve it away first, and we are underway. And the first swing by the Gibbon Buffaloes is down and good on the outside by Taylor Godperson. And Gibbon will take a 1-0 lead. This is the second meeting of the year between these teams. It was just over a month ago, back on the 23rd of September, where Centura won it in a duel in straight sets. They played the best 3 out of 5 and won it in 3. Here's a block at the net by Godperson, and Centura will not be able to set up the right spot, and it's going to be 2-0 in favor of the Buffaloes. So already a little energy in the gym here. as Gibbon is trying to keep their season alive with Rachel Cremosa at the net. Of course, Centura as well, but Centura beating them the last time they played. Right side attack here by the Centurions off the block down and good. For Lene Lytle, 5'10", senior, gets her first kill. Seems pretty evenly matched when it comes to height, 5'10", 5'11". Centura back to serve it away now. It'll be Lene Lytle. Lytle will float it right down the middle of Jerrica Pearson, the leading hitter for Gibbon. Middle attack comes from Davey Brown. She followed through into the net at a point for Centura. Gibbon had been playing solid volleyball up to about the conference tournament. Then they lost in the opening round to Ravenna, a team that they had taken care of twice before, and they are just 2-6 since then, since the start of the conference tournament. Serves across, middle attack, Davey Brown this time is down and good. And Centura will give up the volleyball. Gibbon will have the lead by a score of 3-2. Of course, here in the postseason, all matches are the best of five, played at 25, unless we go to a fifth, then you got to get to 15. Godferson serves it across for Gibbon. Back set right side, standing spike through the double block, down and good for Heather Lemberg. And Centura will take the ball right back, and we are tied at 3. So the beginning of the postseason right here. And this C1 field, very stacked. Going to be hard to get a wild card for some of the teams out there. Sandy Creek and Syracuse are in the same district. Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus Scotus are in the same district. Here's an attack that goes into the net, was touched. Cut it back on the attack. Back to Centura on the outside. Driven over by Sudden-Felt. Overpass into the net. Gibbon able to dig it out of there. The nice pass back across by Godferson. Set middle. Centura on the attack. But he's got an in-the-net violation on the Centurion. And a point for Gibbon. So not a huge crowd, but a very vocal crowd here. You can always tell when the postseason does arrive, and Gibbon will serve it away with Melissa Baker to come in. Outside attack by the Centurions, driven over by Courtney Yankin. It's dug out there, and it'll be passed to the middle. Pearson on the attack, nice dig in the back row by Lene Lytle. To the outside, Centura rolls it over, and they'll get the point. Vanessa Sonnenfeld with the kill. And 4-4 early on here in game number one. Back to serve it away for the Centurions will be Kirby Starosik, one of the two starting setters for Centura. Back set, Pearson outside attack is on the line. And Jerrica Pearson will get her first kill. Gibbon 5 and Centura 4 as we quickly get through the first rotation here. 1 point and move on. Nobody doing a whole lot of scoring on their serve early on. 5-4 your score. And back to serve it for Gibbon is Macy Milks. Coach Bob Godferson uses a lot of kids, and it's stayed that way most of the season. Serve across, Centurions go to the outside. The swing by Young, dug out by Godferson. Pearson just decides to pass it across on the second swing. Centura, big swing on the outside. Sonnenfeld, the great thing in the back row. Godferson punched over there by Cutterback. Good rally going here. Middle attack, Centura, and it's down and good for Courtney Aiken. Well, they don't look like 500 teams or right around that. At least not early on. A lot of energy here. It's 5-5. Centura will serve. And Sonnenfeld to go back and do it. Vanessa fires it deep down the middle. It's picked up there by Brianna Gilming, who checks in defensively. It'll be set across by Pearson from the back row. She's behind the 10-foot line anyway. Centura on the attack. It is down and good. Courtney Aitken with her second kill. Wouldn't have mattered. In the net was called on Gibbon anyway. And Centura does pick up the point. 6-5. Sonnenfeld to serve. You're listening to the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and Dannebrog, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Strong serve by Sonnenfeld. The set to the outside, and Pearson will terminate on the assist from Rachel Cremosta. Second kill for the senior, Jerrica Pearson. 6-6, and Gibbon will rotate back in. Vanessa Escondon to serve it away. And Escondon will send a soft serve down the middle, inside the back middle to Sonnenfeld. Set outside. Centura's attack is going to be down and good for Lene Lytle. It might have been deep, but Escondon got a hand on it. And it's 7-6 Centura. Into the ball game for the Centurions will be Kara Lyon. Lyon will be back behind the line to serve it away. That one ricocheted up into the wrestling deck here, so pick up the backup volleyball. It's a lonely life being a backup volleyball. You sit on the scorer's table for quite some time. As the serves across, overpass above the net, in the net, Gibbon. Centura gets the point. It was tipped down anyway by Lene Lytle. The pass sent Pearson into the net. And Centura will pick up the point. They lead it by a score of 8-6. 8-6 your score opening set here in this sub-district volleyball opener. And Caroline ready to serve it away. Lions serve goes far corner. Picked up there by Melissa Baker to the outside. Godverson blocked up front. Ace block. Give it to Angelica Young teaming up with Lemberg. And it's now 9-6. Centura has the first run of this opening set. And Lyon are trying to make it three in a row. Kara takes a little time and goes to the back middle. Just in. Picked up by Gilming. Set Pearson in the middle. Her attack's going to be deep and out of bounds. And Centura has a 10-6 lead. And a timeout going to be taken here by Bob Godverson to try and settle his troops down. So an early timeout here in the opening set of our C-19 sub-district first match. It is Centura 10 and Gibbons 6. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we are back to action after the given timeout. Ball in play. Godverson tips it over. Centura has another right side. And they'll drive it into the net for an attack error. Godverson was there just in case it would come over. And a point for the Buffaloes. Back into the front row for Gibbon is going to be Davey Brown. And Pearson rotates back to serve it away. This will wrap up the first time through the service rotation for both teams. Serve is across. And here comes Centura to the right side. The attack off the block by Young is down and good. Angelica Young, her first kill. She is the fifth different Centurion to pick up a kill already. And Centura earning their points. That is eight kills plus one ace block in their 11 points. So not a lot of given errors, just put the ball away here. Centura has the ball passed into the net, just as we say that by Gibbon. So there's a given error. And Centura up 12-7. Young back at the service line. She'll float it back. Pretty good serves by Centura. They're keeping him just on that back line. Outside attack by Brown is called out. Davey Brown misses it. It's 13-7. So Gibbon did get the ball out of the timeout, but not able to maintain any of the momentum. So coming in will be Shelby Rasmussen to try and change things up for Coach Godverson. And the serve by to Pearson. Set right side, Godverson on the attack. Hit the net and fell over. So Taylor will get her second kill. And Gibbon will get a much-needed side out here. Coming out is Gilming. And back to serve is the setter, Rachel Kramoska. Here for the Buffaloes. Short serve, hit the net, popped over, picked up by Lemberg. Should be an easy opportunity here for Centura, but they just roll it over, and they, in fact, they hit the antenna, so it's out of bounds. Point Buffaloes. Centura 13 and Gibbon 9. Kramost is the only person that has picked up a point on her serve, one each time. And how about an ace? Ace serve by Kramosto. Looked like one player was calling it, and the other player tried to make a move on it, and Sonnenfeld backed off at the last moment. Ace serve, 13-10. This time they're going to serve it down the corner to Caroline. Right side attack going to be driven over by Lytle. Good pick up there and set across by the Buffaloes. Centura in the back row. Set it to the outside. Good high set. The attack dug out by Pearson on the Lytle swing. Gibbon sets to Godverson on the other end. It hits the net and Centura will be able to pick it up easily. Right side attack. This time to jump and into the net it goes. And that will be another Gibbon point. They scored four in a row. That'll make it 13-11. Kramosta goes again. Down the middle to Tiffany Schultz. Right side attack. This time they go near side kill, and it's down a good for Lene Lytle. The 5'10 senior now with her fourth kill. Side out Centurions, 14-11. And Lytle will rotate back and serve it away. Lytle serve down the middle to Pearson. Run down by the center, Kramosta. Right side attack. It's kind of a half spike down and good by Taylor Godverson. So Godverson will get the kill. And that'll make it 14-12. Third kill for Taylor. And now she'll rotate back in, serve it away. Gibbon was down by six. They're trying to claw their way back into it here. They cut it to two, and they have the serve. Godberson serve. Floater picked up by Lyon. Stayed in the back row. Passed to Lemberg. She stepped under the line. They missed it. Gibbon will pick it up to the outside, and rolling it across there is Kylie Cuttaback. Ventura struggles but does pass it back over. Three ball here for Gibbon. Set to the outside. Half attack by Cuttaback is dug up by Young and punched over by Centura. Buffaloes will get it to the outside and a half swing out of bounds by Gibbon. Set was too wide and took him behind the antenna. So a long rally where both teams are basically just trying to keep the ball in play, and it ends up being a Centura point, and checking into the match will be Taylor True. The libero will make her serve and get it across to Pearson. Gibbon sets right side. The attack taken across there by Shelby Rasmussen. Ventura picks it up with the libero and passes it all the way to the back row to Godberson. Set outside. Here's Cuttaback. And in the net on Ventura. Point for the Buffs. 15-13. And into serve will be Melissa Baker here for the Buffaloes. Opening game of our C19 sub-district. Thanks for being with us on Classic Hits. As the ace serve is registered by Baker. Second ace for Gibbon, and they've cut the deficit to one, 15-14. And Baker tries again. This one a little bit stronger. Picked up in the back row, but again, pass is not good, so Gibbon gets an opportunity, and they're going to set it to Pearson in the middle. Jerrica up, ball down, we're tied. 15-all on Pearson's third kill, and a timeout by Centura. Well, Centura was up 13-7, but Gibbon has went on an 8-2 run to tie things up. Opening set, not at 15. We'll be right back.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We are back out of the Centura timeout, and Centura wastes no time going to the outside for Courtney Aitken, who will fire it down for her third kill. And Centura up 16-15. And back to serve it away will be Kirby Starosik. Starosik, sir, over to Godberson. Buffaloes will get a good pass to Cremosa, outside Pearson. Her attack partially blocked out there by Aitken. They set it back to Courtney. She'll tip it over and in the net on Gibbon trying to block it. 17-15, Centura. Starosik to serve again. First of three matches here tonight from the C19 on KKPR. And the serve into the back corner, picked up by Godberson. It's kind of stays there, so it'll have to be passed across by Cremosa, and is. Buffalo set to the middle, waiting for it to come down. Aitken tips it off of the attempted block from Pearson. Now Gibbon picks it up to Pearson. Pearson's attack's going to be wide and out of bounds. So out of the timeout, Centura has turned it around and backed up by three. A couple of errors there on the Buffaloes, and Starosik to serve at 18-15, Centurion. And Starosik serve just got over the net, and it's on the floor for an ace. An all-out vertical dive. Melissa Baker really got after it and couldn't quite pick it up, so another ace serve. That's going to be the first for Starosik and the first for Centura. Gibbon had a couple earlier. And that will force the second timeout to be called here by Coach Bob Godberson of Gibbon. Game one, Centura 19, Gibbon 15, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature?
You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back to the C-19 volleyball tournament on KKPR. Kirby Starosik serving, trying to get four in a row here for Centura. Out of a given timeout, it'll be set across by Pearson. Overpass, we've got a joust at the net and hit the net on Centura. So a point here for the Buffaloes. They'll get the ball back out of the timeout, and Escondon rotates back in here for Gibbon. I think they made a mistake here. Escondon last time rotated in to serve. This time they put her up there once too quick. And Macy Milks will go back to serve, and Cuttaback checks out. Strong serve that's quickly passed back over by Centura and sent back to him by Cremosa. So the Centurion set to the outside, and Sonnenfeld will get the kill. Second kill for Vanessa, 20-16 Centura. And now Cuttaback comes back in, and Gilming checks in as well. 20-16 Centura with the serve, and the serve is deep. That is the first service error by either team here in this match, and it will give Gibbon their 17th point. Now Escondon will come back in to serve. Gibbon needing a few points to get this tied up. Serve it across the true, passed across. It was way out of bounds, but Gibbon didn't know where they were on the court to keep it in play. So Centura gets another chance, set for the middle. It's going to be rolled across there by Aitken. Gibbon has it easily. Middle goes Pearson, and Pearson will put it down. Jerica with her fourth kill, and Gibbon ends up getting the point anyway. 20-18, and Escondon gets another opportunity to serve. Again, we're playing the best of five. The winner has to play yet again tonight against the top seed, Kearney Catholic. So first you got to win this, and then you have to be able to upset one of the top 10 teams in the state. Serve goes into the net. The error will give Centura point number 21. And back to serve at Caroline. She was able to put three in a row together the last time she was back there. And Lyons serve. Strong one down the middle. Handled by Baker. Good set by Cremosa. Godfrey just goes with a standing spike. Then Centura with a mistake on the overpass once, twice. Gibbon doesn't go with the quick termination, but they slide Pearson. Pearson drives it down. Overpass there by the Centurions. And Lyons still alive. And this time Pearson tips it down. Gibbon had multiple opportunities and finally able to put it away there on the power tip by Jerica Pearson, who goes back to serve it away. 21-19, Centura's lead down to two. And the serve by Pearson. Floats it across there to Sonnenfeld. Right side attack is off the tip, but not going to be dug out. And gives the kill to Angelica Young. 22-19, Centura. And the serve by Young. Across it comes. Good pass. Gibbon goes right side. Godverson. She's blocked up front. And it is going to be Gibbon to try and dig it out. Beautiful save that time by Cremosa. They do pass it across off the Lytle block. Now Lene on the attack. Partially dug out, and Gibbon will set to the back row for Pearson. He'll drive it strong on the top of the hands of Sonnenfeld. Centura tracks it down and passes it across. Opportunity here for the Buffaloes. Set outside. Godverson. Big swing. Down and good. Point Gibbon. 22-20. Gibbon staying alive here in the opening set. And Macy Milks will check in for the Buffaloes. Back to serve it away. He is going to be number one, Rachel Cremosa. Cremosa down the middle to Sonnenfeld. Set right side, a little off the mark. Big swing over there by Lytle is dug out. And here's the right side attack in the net by Gibbon. Point Centura. I think a little confusion on who that set was going to go to. Now Lene Lytle to serve for the Centurions. 2 points away from the first set. Strong serve, deep serve, but it's in. Ace. Gibbon was way off the back line and a perfectly placed serve there by Lene Lytle. And it is game point here for the Centurions at 24-20. And Lytle serve down the middle of Pearson. There's the set by Cremosa. Right side, Godverson into the far corner, dug out by Young. Here's the set to the outside. Centura, Sonnenfeld is deep. Point Gibbon. So we continue on here in the opening set, and Kylie Cuttaback will check in. Back to serve it away will be number 13, Taylor Godverson, and Gibbon needs three in a row. It's still game point Centura. Down the middle we go. Centura handles it easily. They go to the outside. Sonnenfeld off the block. It's dug out by Pearson. Set by Cremosa. Outside, the attack's rolled over for a kill. Kylie Cuttaback gets her first. point given. Ventura still has a timeout should they want to use it. It's 24-22. Game point number three for Centura. And Godverson serves. Fires it across, no problem. Dug out there, Sonnenfeld. They set it back to her on the outside. Pearson overpass right back to Centura. Was set by Young. They go Sonnenfeld again. Not quite as much on it. Dug out by Pearson. Punched across by Brown. Into the back row for the Centurion. And they're going to go with a little standing set across. Dug out there by Cutter for Cremosa. Set to the middle. The attack by Brown. Rolls to the back line. Centura passed it close to the net. It's tipped over. Still alive. Gibbon with the set. Has to be punched over there by Cutterback. Opportunity here for Centura. Sonnenfeld on the outside will terminate, but it's out of bounds. Just missed the back line. And the long rally ends in an error. 24-23. Centura not using their timeout. Godverson to serve. Game point number four for Centura. And across it comes. Still a chance for Centura to win it. Outside Sonnenfeld. Half swing across. Pearson another good dig. Set outside. And it's just going to be rolled off that block. Centura can't handle it. Now he's got it back. It's the kill. Time out on the floor by Centura. Gibbon has fought off four game points and we're tied at 24. The opening set of our C19 sub-district. We'll be right back.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym. As always, a big thank you to the athletic director, Rocky Allman, and the fine folks here at Northwest. They've got a lot going on. It's been a tough day for the Viking family. We wish them our best, and Taylor Godverson to serve it away. We're tied at 24 in the opening set. Stays in the back row for Centura, and it's going to be punched over by Lionel. Close to the net. Nice job that time by Cremosa to keep it out, but then it's passed back out of bounds. She had to punch it into the back row, and Gibbon had to lunge at it to try and get it back over. Couldn't do it. So now game point number five for Centura. 25-24, and Taylor True will go back and serve it away. One more time, Centura tries to put it away. Over to Godverson. Here is the set. They go right side. Brown drives it over. Dug out there by Young. Set middle. Here comes Aitken. She'll tip it across. Down it good. And Centura able to survive the opening game. Courtney Aitken will get her fourth kill. And after seeing their 24-20 lead evaporate, Centura still able to come out of there and get a 26-24 victory in game number one. We will be back and take a look at the first set numbers right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here at Rosencrantz to bring you some C19 sub-district volleyball action. Let's take a look now at the opening set numbers that I had. First off, for Gibbon, Rachel Cremosa, four service points. One was an ace. Kylie Cutterback had two kills. Davy Brown had a kill. Melissa Baker, two service points. One was an ace. Jerrica Pearson, five kills. Vanessa Escondit had a service point. Taylor Godverson had three service points and four kills. I had given for 12 kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves. For Centura, Carol Lyon, three service points. Angelica Young, two service points, an ace block, and two kills. Courtney Aitken had four kills. Vanessa Sonnenfeld, a service point and two kills. Lene Lytle had two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Taylor True had a service point. And Kirby Starosik had three service points. One was an ace. And Heather Lemberg had one kill. I had Centura for 13 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. Centurions able to hold on and win game one, 26-24. And we'll be back with the second set right after this on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Colas, and Gibbons.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Gibbon will get to serve it away first to start this second set. And Rachel Cremosta puts it up. Taylor Godfrey gets the kill, and so it is 1-0. And Centura's looking for a rotation check here. And I guess everything's okay now. So Gibbon has the first point as we get the second set underway. Centura won the opening set, 26-24. Centura to Lemberg. Lemberg tries far corner and gets it down. Heather was just her second kill, and Centura will get the side out. Again, Minden and Wood River will be our second match tonight, scheduled for 6, but that's only if this thing goes 3-0. And Gibbon is hoping it doesn't. Serve is across. Set right side, Godfrey. She's blocked up front. Nice block by Lytle, but it is dug out. Middle attack, going to be tipped over Brown. Blocked again. Play at the net. One more time, Centura tips it with Starosik, and one more time, Gibbon returns it. Good save by Godfrey, and Gibbon this time doesn't get it over. It was saved and then passed into the net, and Centura is going to get the point. 2-1. Back to serve it away is going to be Angelica Young. Young looking to take the lead up to 3-1 across. It goes to Pearson, middle attack, Brown, and she finds the corner, and a nice save that time. Centurions get it across after the Aitken one arm up. Godfrey will tip it over, and she'll get the kill. Taylor Godfrey with her sixth kill. That leads the team, and it's tied at 2. Back into the ball game is Kylie Cutterback, and Centura is going to bring in Sarah Heinen for the first time. And Heinen will come into the back row here, position 5, to play a point or two. And Godfrey to serve it away for Gibbon. Centura sets with Young. Right side attack down the line. A good swing that time by Lytle, but a nice dig in the back row by Pearson. And passed over off the net. Trouble for Centura because it clipped the net. But it's going to get back over by Angelica Young. Gibbon to the outside. Swatted across by Cutterback. Centura's got a good look here for Lytle. And Lytle is going to be wide. She went near side and missed the line. Gibbon wins the long rally on the Centura era, 3-2. And Godfrey to serve. Again, the winner advances on to see Kearney Catholic tonight in the final match around 7:30 or 8. Here's a back row attack by Aitken, and Courtney will terminate for her fifth kill. 3-3 opening of game two. Lene Lytle to serve. Lytle serve into the net. Service there. Don't forget, besides Monday Night Football tonight, the Colts and Texans, it is World Series Game 5, and you can hear it on ESPN 1460 and 1550, pregame at 6, first pitch, right about 7 o'clock tonight. Serve is across here by Melissa Baker, and Centura gets a good high set to the outside. Sonnenfeld drives it across, give it with the dig, tip back across by Pearson. Close to the net, and Heinen is going to redirect it and get the kill. Sarah couldn't get a swing, but she got way up and tipped it across for her first kill. 4-4, and back into the ball game to serve it away. Taylor True here for the Centurions. And True with the serve. Down the middle it goes, picked up by Godfrey, set to the outside. Pearson from off the net goes with a power set all the way to the back corner to Lytle, and then nobody else gets it. With a different-looking approach, but it works for Jerrica and her sixth kill. So just like game one, the early points are going back and forth one at a time. And a serve of the cross here by Macy Milks. Outside attack going to be driven down the line, passed into the rafters, but Gibbons able to keep it up and taken across there by Pearson. Getting an arm on it is going to be Young, and it'll be sent across there. Right on the line, Godfrey with the play. Set by Cremosta at the net, tipped over by Pearson, and she'll get the kill. Jerrica Pearson with her seventh. And Gibbon will score on their serve to make it 6-4. Noakes with her first service point of the match. And the serve. Into the back corner to True. Set 10-foot line. Hyman can't get it over. Point Gibbon. 7-4 Buffaloes. The opening set went to Centura, 26-24. They were up 24-20, and Gibbon just about came back and stole it from them. Out of the outside, here's the look by Aitken. She's got it down and good in the net anyway on Gibbon, but give Aitken her sixth kill. And a side out for the Centurions. Back in for Gibbon is going to be Brianna Gilming. And in for Centura to serve will be Kirby Starosik. And Hyman will check out after a successful run through the front row. Starosik goes right to the back middle. And her serve is right into the middle to Godverson. Outside, Pearson from behind the 10-foot line can't get it across the net. And another Centura point. Starosik to serve, had 3 points in the first game, including an ace serve. Chance to tie it up here in game two. Pearson taking most of the serves to the outside. Brown terminates. Cutterback. Kylie Cutterback will get her third kill. Side out, Gibbon. And Escondon comes in. And Cutterback will check out. And she goes back to serve it away. 8-6 Buffaloes playing the best of five. In this first match, serves across. It's picked up by Gilbing. Centura sets outside. The attack across by Young is picked up by Godverson. They set it back to Taylor. She's going to be blocked up front, and Centura gets there first. Ace block. Courtney Aitken be their second ace block. Aitken's first ace block. And nonetheless, it's a Centura point. Back to serve it away, Kara Lyon. Waiting for the whistle, and Lyon now set. Far left corner, fires it back pretty deep. It's going to be played right inside the back line there by Gilbing and set across by Pearson. Centura sets it across, and right there to pick it up is Baker. Set middle, here comes Pearson, and the ball goes down. If you can get a good set to Pearson in the middle, I think her efficiency rating is over 90%, that it's going to be a point for the Buffaloes, and Jerrica gets her eighth kill. Now rotates to the back row to serve it away. 9-7 Buffaloes, game two. Opening set went to Centura, 26-24. Soft serve across, picked up right side. Aitken tips it over. Dig is made. Set to the outside, Buffaloes. They'll set it across with Cremosa. Handled by the Centurions. Middle attack for Aitken. She goes up and drives it over. Good dig by Pearson to the back row. Now Godverson on the swing. Has it dug out by Gilbert. Long point here. Centura standing spike across by Lytle. Gibbon has it. They go to the middle. The attack by Brown is partially blocked by Aitken. Dug out here. They'll set it again to the outside, and Lytle drives another strong one across. It's dug out by Gilbing. Very long point. Passed across to the Centurions. True gets it to the middle. Here comes the attack. This one's counted good for Courtney Aitken. That's a breath catcher right there after one of the longest rallies here of the match. And Centura will serve it up. Back in here for the Buffaloes will be Shelby Rasmussen as the serve comes into the back corner. Buffaloes pass off the court. Godverson tries to save it. It'll be punched over by Rasmussen. Centura now sets right side, trying to tie it. It'll be blocked by Godverson. Ace block. Taylor Godverson with her first ace block of the ball game, and it is 10-8. Back to serve it away now will be number one, Rachel Cremosa, the setter and number one server. It clipped the tape, but got across no problem. Right side, Caroline drives it over. Excuse me, Young drives it over. Picked up by Pearson. Attack Godverson and another kill. And Gibbon's got a little something going right now. 11-8 Buffaloes. Back out to a three-point lead here. Cremosa with the serve. And Rachel, they make a decision at the very last moment to try and play it. And that ends up in a little disaster. And it's going to be an ace serve here for Gibbon. And Rachel Cremosa with her second ace of the match. Centura was going to let it go, and then at the last second they realized it was going to be in and tried to save it. Didn't work. Centura, again, not a very good pass. They're having some problems on serve receive all of a sudden. Middle attack here for the Buffaloes, taken over by Rasmussen. Dug out Centura. Here comes Lytle. The ball is down the middle for a kill. Lene Lytle in her fifth kill. Side out Centura. This is the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Served by Angelica Young. And Gibbon will set to the right side. Here comes the attack by Godbrerson, the dig by Heinen, who has re-entered. To Lytle, and she'll tip it across. Gibbon with the ball. Outside attack, Godbrerson got it over the front line of defense, and Taylor heating up. Three kills here in a row, eight in the match. And Gibbon continues to keep the lead, 13-9, and now Godbrerson will go back and serve it away. Little knuckleball ace. Ace serve, Godbrerson. And Centura will sub Vanessa Sonnenfeld back in. But Gibbon is now up by 5, 14-9. And back to serve Godbrerson again. Close it across to Heinen. Ball stays in the middle of the floor. Get a good set right side. And that kill will be registered by Monet Lytle. Her sixth. Ball comes back over to Centura. 14-10. Back to serve it away. Will be Lytle. And Monet. Close it across to Godbrerson. Set outside, close to the net, cut a back block. Nice take that time to save it by Macy Millickson. Gibbon is able to at least pass it back across as Sonnenfeld attacks again. Overpass, free ball. Centura can't put it away. Gibbon's got a chance here again. They go to cut a back, and she will be off the back line, out of bounds. Point, Centura. Renee Lytle looking for two in a row, trailing 14-11. Serve just got across the net, picked up there by Godbrerson, stays in the back row, slapped across by Shelby Rasmussen. Centura goes middle, standing spike across by Heather Lemberg. Gibbon has it off balance, they just get it across, and it's good enough. Shelby Rasmussen with her first kill of the match. 15-11 Gibbon, and back into serve will be Melissa Baker. First set went to Centura, 26-24. And the serve by Baker. Set to the outside. It's off the mark. It's too wide. Centura can't do anything with it. 16-11. And Baker will serve again. Frost it comes. Centura sets Sonnenfeld. That's better. She'll drive it across. The dig is made by Baker. Pass across. And just punch right back Lemberg. Centura bails out Gibbon. Outside attack by Cutterback is picked up on the back row by Lytle. Up front, Sonnenfeld. She's blocked, and it's in. Jerrica Pearson with the ace block, and that'll be a timeout for Centura. Your score in game number two is Gibbon 17, Centura 11. Centura won the opening game 26-24, and we'll be back with more right after this timeout on KKPR.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium at Grand Island Northwest. Out of the Centura timeout, Melissa Baker to serve it away again. Gibbon, back row attack is called. Point Buffalo. And Centura saying that they don't like this call. The down official shrugs his shoulders, and it's going to be 18-11 Gibbon. They called a back row attack on Centura, but when you don't leave your feet, you're able to tip it over, and they say that she did. So it's a call that goes against Centura. They're going to have to earn it back here as the serve is across by Melissa Baker. Handled back over to Gibbon, and they'll pass it over out of the back row. Centura sets it up, close to the net, over the net, free ball. Pearson couldn't put it away, though. Now Centura goes to the near side, and it's blocked out by Pearson. Pearson gets her ninth kill. Gibbon not making many mistakes here this set, only a couple of errors, but boy, Centura just is not passing the ball at all, and Coach Perales knows that, and not much you can do. You got to get a little more fundamentally sound here, and let's see if they can turn it around. 19-11 Gibbon, 20-11 Gibbon. Pearson gets another one. That's going to be her 10th kill. and it'll make it 20-11, so it looks like we're going to be even at a set apiece. Macy Milks gets the kill, so the serve is across, and this time it's out of bounds by Baker. But a nice run there by Baker and the given Buffaloes. They take the lead from 14-11 to 20-11, and now 20-12 on the service error. And back to serve it away will be number 11, Taylor True. Set middle. The attack going to be taken across by Cutterback. Centura has it to the outside. Rolled across. The set was wide. It's punched over by Sonnenfeld. Pearson from the middle. Big swing. Nice dig in the back row by True. Overpassed it right back to her. Pearson again. This time just rolls it across. And the dig is made by Young. Centura high set middle. Aitken tips it over. Picked up. Play at the net. Hit the net. A lift called on Gibbon. Give credit to Courtney Aitken for being right there to pressure the Buffaloes. Middle. True to serve again. 20-13. Fires over and a serve. That'll be the first ace for Taylor True. And a timeout going to be taken right here by Coach Bob Godverson. He doesn't want to see the momentum get started here for Centura. His girls have got a good lead. It's given 20, Centura 14. The Centurions won the opening set 26-24. You're listening to the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on KKPR.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
And out of the timeout, we will see the serve across again by Taylor True off that ace serve. And a free ball passed above the net. Gibbon terminates with Pearson, but they call her in the net. They call Pearson in the net. Both officials had it. And a point for Centura on the Gibbon air. So that will make it 20-15. It's been a long match already. Scheduled for a 4:30 start. We've played 50 minutes, and we're not quite through the second set. Serve is across. Middle attack by Brown. Take it across. And an outside attack by Centura. Down and good. Vanessa Sonnenfeld. Look out. Not so fast. Here comes Centura. They have answered with five straight. 20-16. Taylor True with another serve. And that is to Godverson. Just kept it in play. Now Pearson, big swing. Says that's enough of this. Jericho with her 10th kill on that swing. And it's out 21-16. Gibbon back to serve it away. Will be Macy Milks. Had a couple of points earlier in this game. Don't forget, currently on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Adams Central and Central City in the C16 tournament. There is the attack on the outside by Aitken, picked up by Gibbon, and the kill going to be blocked by Hine and out of bounds, though, and Gibbon's tally cutback will get her fourth kill. 22-16, Gibbon. Milks to serve again. Macy mishit it. Oh, and it stayed in. A serve. She clearly mishit it and not enough to keep it up, to hit it out. Centura thought it was way wide, and it just got inside the line. Centura still has a timeout, but electing not to use it here. They're down 23-16. And maybe just saying, well, let's get ready for the third set. Centura on the outside. Aitken says, not quite yet, and Courtney will get the kill. Number 8 for the junior, Courtney Aitken. Been a player since she was a freshman. Of course, a lot of people know her for her basketball prowess. Centura is going to have a heck of a basketball team again this year. Back to serve it away, Starosic, but they're not quite ready to start basketball practice yet. They're still playing a little volleyball here tonight. And checking back in for Gibbon will be Brianna Gilman. 23-17, Gibbon game 2. Centura won the opener. Took them five tries, but they got it done, 26-24. Over to Godverson, overpass at the net. Tipped over by Aitken, but not put away. Now a free ball will be put away by Courtney. Courtney Aitken with the kill, her ninth, and it is going to be 23-18. Minden and Wood River will be our next match. And the final match, the winner of this takes on Kearney Catholic. The two that survive are back here tomorrow night at 7 for the final on KKPR. Here's Pearson on the outside. Good block. Pearson dug the block and punched across. Would have been out of bounds. Maybe. We better take that back. Middle attack by Aitken. Gibbon has it. Set to the middle. Here's Pearson. Had to go to the other hand, so just tipped it across. Dug out there by Young and pushed across by Sonnenfeld. Pass close to the net. Gibbon gets a look. Here's Pearson in the middle. She'll terminate. Jerrica Pearson takes this to game point for Gibbon. And Iskanden will check back into the ball game. 24-18 Buffaloes. Trying to even up this best of five and a set apiece. And Iskanden serves. Right to Taylor True. Here is a set back middle. Aitken will take the attack. She keeps it out of bounds. But a tip is called. Centura Point. A tip was called. And Aitken will get her 10th kill. So she's matching Pearson. And still a chance here for Centura, but five more game points were given. And Kara Lyon back to serve it away to try and keep things going here in the second set. Lyon strong serve to Melissa Baker. Pass close to the net. Dumped across there by Pearson. Centura trying to roll it back over, and they will with Lytle. Here's the set by Cremosa. In the middle, Pearson has hit the net. That gave Centura an opportunity to pick it up. Aitken, oh, she tried to tip it over and didn't get enough on it. And the point will be given as it ends up in the net. And Gibbon ends up winning set number two, 25-19. First set went to Centura, 26-24. We're even at a game apiece. We'll be back and look at the numbers next on Classic Hit.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on-site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym here at Northwest High School in Grand Island. Let's take a look now at the numbers of game number two. First off for Centura. Here's what I had for Angelica Young. She had a service point. Courtney Aitken had an ace block and six kills. Vanessa Sonnenfeld had a kill and a Lytle a service point and two kills. Taylor True, four service points. One was an ace. Sarah Heinen had a kill. Kirby Starosik had two service points. And Heather Lemberg had one kill. Centura had 11 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Gibbon, Rachel Cremosa, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Kylie Cutterback, two kills. One kill for Shelby Rasmussen. Melissa Baker had five service points. Jerrica Pearson had an ace block and six kills. Macy Milks, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Taylor Godverson, two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and four kills. Solid set for Gibbon, 15 kills, two ace blocks, three ace serves, and the Buffaloes take game two 25-19 after Centura captured the opening set 26-24. We head to the third of the C-19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Centura serves it away to start game three, and Taylor Godverson tips it down for the Buffaloes, her ninth kill. And Gibbon scores first for the third straight game, and it's 1-0. On the serve will be Rachel Cremosa. Pass close to the net. Nice job to get it out of there by Caroline. Punched across by Lemberg. Now Godverson on the outside gets a swing. Pulled out of the back row by Vanessa Sonnenfeld. Outside attack. Lytle got it across. The dig is made by Cremosa. Set to the middle and rolled over by Godberson. Slapped right back quickly, and getting the point is going to be the center, Kirby Starosik. That's the first time she has done that tonight. Another Class C1 action. It is Adams Central and Central City tied at a set apiece. Adams Central won the opener 25-16. Central City took the next one 25-22. Centura now with an ace serve. Lene Lytle gets her second. 2-1 Centura. Start of the third set where we're also knotted up at a game apiece. Oh, and this serve is also an ace because Gibbon, trying to get out of the way, hit one of their players on the foot. Kind of an inadvertent play there, but a piece of luck that Centura will definitely take. And it is 3-1. And across again by Lene Lytle, looking for three in a row. This time Gibbon handles and passes it across. Set across by Starosik, and Iskanden plays it just on the back line. Gibbon to the outside, Godberson. She'll take it angle. Picked up there by Lytle. To the outside, Sonnenfeld. She hits it off the back. It's deep and out of bounds. 3-2, and back in for the Buffaloes will be Kyla Cutterback. Cutterback will play a little defense, and Godberson will serve. Taylor Godberson fires it down the middle. It'll be set across there by Centura's Angelica Young. Now Young sets it to the outside for Sonnenfeld. Dug out by Pearson. Gibbon goes to the outside, and it's going to be off the back line by Kylie Cutterback. Not overly intimidating, but she sure moves the ball around when they get it to her. And that'll tie it at 3. Godberson, who's got a little bit of everything, gets her 6th service point here of the match. She's got 9 kills. Pearson has 11, 5 for Cutterback. We'll look at Centura in a moment as Sonnenfeld goes near side attack. Dug out Pearson, set to the outside, and it's going to be blocked up there by Lemberg and passed back out across. Lemberg getting a hand on that one for Centura. Nice job by Heather to get on the board here. And Centura leads it 4-3, and Taylor through to serve. Nice one over to Pearson, but she handles it, and then run down by Cremosta. Nobody tips it over after she passed it back in. So Taylor True with another point on serve. Centura up 5-3. Good serve again to Pearson. Passed above the net. Tipped down. And Centura going to be called over the net. Well, no, what do we got here? Yeah, okay, they're going to throw the ball back over. I thought that they had given it to Centura. It is given point. They called Centura over the net. I've seen a lot of plays where that one would not have been called, but it is, and Gibbon will serve. Set across Centura. Godberson got a hand on it, but not good enough. And the kill by Centura, number 4, I believe it was. Yeah, Courtney Aitken. She has 11 kills, 6 for Lytle, and they are the two that lead this team. And it is 6-4 Centura. Service across to Rossi to the outside. Pearson, good look. Block, dug it out of that net, and it's back over to Gibbon. Set across there by Cremosta just to make sure. Starosik sets right side. Here's Young on the drive. Picked up by Godberson. Set middle. Pearson just tips it across. It's good enough. Jerrica, her first kill of this game and her 12th of the match. The start of all three sets have been the same. Very close, back and forth. And neither team really pulled away until we got to about the 7th or 8th point. Centura did it in the first set. Gibbon did it in the second. Now Gibbon gets it to the outside, and it's mishit that time by Cutterback. So Centura's up 7-5. And back into the ball game, Kara Lyon checking in for Sonnenfeld to serve and play the back row. For Gibbon, returning Brianna Gilman defensively for the Buffaloes. Gibbon is 12-15, but they're 2-6 in their last 8 games. They've been around 500 most of the season to the last 2 weeks. Strong serve. Gibbon doesn't know how to get that over, but they somehow find a way. And Centura goes middle, and it's going to be put down and good by Courtney Aitken. 8-5 Centura. Centura held on to win the first set, 26-24. Gibbon won set 2, 25-19. Still a lot of volleyball to play as we play the best of 5. And it's Caroline to serve again. This time goes far side to Godberson. The set is up there by Cremosa, tipped across by Pearson because it was so close to the net. The attack by Centura, right side, Young, down and good. It's going to be her third, and a timeout going to be called here by Gibbon. So Centura is up to a 9-5 lead in the third set. We'll be right back.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
And we are back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you, along with our producer, Stacy Johns, as we are back out of the timeout and serving it away again is Caroline. Set to the outside. The attack is going to be blocked up front by number four, Courtney Aitken. Her and Young have been doing a good job at the net here, and they get the block on Pearson. One of the few times they've been able to do that, but they're getting better at shutting Pearson down. And Lyon now goes for four in a row from the service line. Drops that right in the middle to Godverson. Set outside. Here's the attack by Cuttaback. Blocked again by Aitken. But it's picked up and set back over. Centura will have to pass it across. And Gibbon goes to the outside. Cremosta sets middle. Pearson blocks it out of bounds. Give Jerrica her 13th kill. And give Gibbon the ball back. Escott and back in for the Buffaloes. And Sonnenfeld returns here for Centura. 10-6 Centura, third set, even at a game apiece. And the serve by Escondon. Back middle, picked up there, Sonnenfeld. They get it out to Lytle. She's blocked and stays alive. Picked up Lytle again. This time she hits the line. Boy, she stayed on this near side both times. She likes to go right down the line. And Lene will get her seventh kill. Centura will get the ball right back, 11-6. And now Aitken goes back to serve it away. Courtney hasn't scored on a serve yet. They leave her in, overpass way back over to Lytle. Set right side. Here is Young off the net. It falls. Angelica Young with her fourth kill. 12-6 Centura. And Aitken finally gets a point on serve. Courtney fires it across again. And has to be taken across out of the back row by Baker. Here's the outside attack. Centurion's Lytle finds another opening. And Centura has bounced back strong here in Game 3 after making quite a few errors in Game 2, especially when it couldn't pass it. Of course, if you've got the serve, you don't have to worry about serve-receive. Aitken gets it across again. Here's Cremosta, right side. Pearson, angle attack is in. Jericho will get the ball back for the Buffaloes. And back into the ball game for Gibbon will be Davey Brown and Kylie Cuttaback. Escondon and Baker will check out. The sub-district final is tomorrow night at 7 here on KKPR. The winner of the Class D sub-districts play their district final Thursday. The Class C district finals are Friday. Classes A and B. B gets going tomorrow. A on Wednesday, pretty much only Wednesday for most of the teams. Serve across. Middle attack going to be taken by Gibbon. Slapped over by Brown. Here's a set. Starosic right side. Centura gets a swing by Young. And Young is going to be able to get it over far enough that they cannot return it. So Young, with a few more opportunities here in game number three, helping her Centurion team out. And now she'll go back and serve it. 14-7 Centurion. Slide right side. Johnberson. She'll go on the angle. Centura trouble tracking it down. He can only pass the ball across. And so they will. Here's the set. Cremosa to the outside. Godverson got a good swing, but it's off the double block. It's above the net. And this time Starosic tips it over, but passed back by Pearson. Good rally again. Going to the outside. It's terminated by Centura's Lene Lytle. Third kill of this game by Lytle. And now some substitutions. Gibbons already used the timeout. And back in is going to be Shelby Rasmussen. Still serving is Young. And across it comes. Godverson off balance. Got it back. Young will pass it up in the middle. Punched over by Lemberg. Stays in the back row for Gibbon. set it up for Gondrason. Partially tipped, they say. Still alive. Over to Centura. Passed above the net, and Starosic just got it to fall over. Given to the outside. Gondrason can't get that one over. Centura's up 16-7.
More substitutions. Here comes Cheyenne Jordan, a freshman.
Young looking for more here. Centura running away with the third set. Trying to go up 2-1. Outside attack. That time a point comes given to lane for Shelby Rasmussen. Just her second kill. And Gibbon will send back into the ball game Macy Milks. And here comes Sarah Heinen back in for Centura. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, especially now that we're into the postseason. That's all that's left this fall season, volleyball and football, both into the playoffs now. Set right side. Centura might have got away with a bad set, a little double hit there. Cheyenne Jordan on the attack, not able to get contact with it. Point Centura. 17-7. And the serve. Centura. It's going to be Lene Lytle's turn. And across it comes. Outside attack and Gibbon. Got a lot of reserves in there right now, doing things that they don't normally do. Hitters that aren't hitters and defenders and centers that aren't that either. And so they're way out of sync. And Lytle on the serve again. Trouble for Centura. It stays in the back row. Pearson is stuck back there. So Centura has a free run here, it would seem like. On the outside, the attack is deep. They're looking for a tip. I don't think there was one. And a point for Gibbon. Back in, Taylor Godverson after a brief rest. And she'll come back in to serve it away. Godverson's serve is deep in the corner. Problems for Lytle, but they let it go. And it's set back over, and Godverson had to make a good save. Back row attack, Pearson into the net. That was a strange point. And Centura picks it up. Gibbons going to use their final timeout. So Centura in complete control of the third set after these two teams split the opening two games. It's 19-8 Centura Game 3 here at the C19 Sub-Districts on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And we're back here at Rosencrantz. That'll be timeout by Gibbon. We'll see a Centura service error right into the middle of the net. And so Gibbon will serve it away with Melissa Baker. She's done a pretty good job so far from the service line in this match, and she'll get another one across to Taylor True. Set to the outside. Aitken, she's deep on the attack. And a point here for Gibbon. 19-10, Centura. Well, right now, Gibbon needs to get something going their way because there's going to be a fourth set no matter what. And it's going to be another point on an ace serve, 19-11. Gibbon got off to a big lead midway through the second game. Centura made a run at him before they won it. Now, Gibbon trying to do the same here and get back into it. Baker's second ace. This serve into the back corner. They'll set it up outside. Aitken, good look, and she'll get the kill. Courtney with number 13, 20-11, Centura. Again, don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the Visco Sports postgame show with all the final statistics. Centura now to serve it away again is Kirby Starosic. And when you play the best out of five, it's usually a long night if it's not a straight set sweep, and this one will not be. So the Wood River Minden match will definitely be late, probably at least a half hour late, not before 6:30 start time. And given with an error on the outside, 21-11, Centura. Starosic to serve again. That one's a little deeper to Godverson. The pass to Cremosta. She sets outside for Pearson, and her angle is wide and out of bounds. And let's see, they might set Jerrica down here. Yeah, that's a good move by Bob Godverson. You're down 22-12. Give her the rest and get ready for game four. And checking in is freshman Harley Brown. So Pearson will set down for the first time in this match.
and Starosik to serve. Starosik serve, picked up there in the back row, passed into the net. Good job by Kremostra to get it out of there, but they cannot return it. And it is 23-11, Centura. Second meeting of the year between these schools. Centura won the first meeting early this season in straight sets, 3-0. And the serve, knuckleball down the line, picked up there by Harley Brown and passed across, but out of bounds, and it is game point here for Centura, 24-12, and this was a 6-5 game out of the gate, so all Centura since then. And Starosik to try and put it away here for the Centurions and give them a 2-1 lead. Floated across to Melissa Maker. Here's the set middle. The attack taken across by Cutterback, and it is down and good. Kylie with her sixth kill. So we'll play a little bit more here in set three. Macy Milch to serve it away. And she'll be back there until this set is over. Serve across. Picked up there by Aiken to the middle. It's set across by Young. Opportunity here for the Buffaloes. Set to the outside. It's going to be punched over by Cutterback. Dig is made by Sonnenfeld. Right side attack is going to be down, and it is good for the end of the game. Angelica Young and Centura is now up 2-1. And we'll be back to give you all the numbers right after this on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC.
And welcome back for more high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's look at the numbers that I had here. In the third game between the Centurions and the Buffaloes, first of all, for Gibbon, not as much as we'd seen earlier, obviously. Kylie Cutterback, two kills. Shelby Rasmussen had one. Melissa Baker, two service points. One was an ace. Jerrica Pearson had three kills. And Taylor Godverson had one service point, one kill. Seven kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Gibbon. For Centura, I had Kara Lyon with three service points. Angelica Young with two service points. She also had four kills in that game. Courtney Aitken, two service points, an ace block, three kills. Lene Lytle, three service points. Two of them were aces, three kills. Taylor True had a service point, and Kirby Starosik had four service points and one kill, plus an ace block in there for Heather Lemberg. I had Centura for 11 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. The Centurions win it 25-13. They're up 2-1. Centura won the first set 26-24. Gibbon won the second 25-19. Centura takes the third 25-13. It's the best of five here at the C-19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament, and we'll be back with fourth set action after this on KKPR.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
As always, a big thank you to Rocky Allman, the athletic director here at Northwest, and all the fine folks as we continue volleyball with Centura getting the kill to start things off in the middle from Lene Lytle. That's going to be her 10th kill, and that's the first time Centura has got the first point. As we start the fourth set, now it's their turn to serve it away with Angelica Young. Pearson to the middle. No, it's going to be instead, they'll get it to Davy Brown to take it across. Quick overpass back to Centura. And the set to the outside. Here's Lytle, miss hit it. And Gibbon will pick up the point. 1-1. Well, leading the way for Gibbon, Jerrica Pearson has 14 kills, 9 for Taylor Godverson. Melissa Baker leads the team in serving with 9 points, including a couple of aces, and Taylor Godverson will serve here. Pass to the middle, Lemberg standing spike, picked up towards the back by Macy Milks and punched over. Then an overpass into the antenna gives the point to Gibbon. 2-1. And Godverson serves again. For Centura, they are led by Courtney Aitken with 13 kills, 10 for Lene Lytle, 6 for Angelica Young. Their leading server is Kirby Starosik with 9 points, including an ace. Serve is across, and here comes the right side attack by Lytle. Nice drive into the corner that's picked up by Pearson. And Gibbon will pass it across here with Davy Brown. Centura middle. They go outside now with the short side attack. Lytle puts another one away, number 11 for Lene Lytle. And it's 2-2. Gibbon's got to find a way to get things turned around here. They're down 2-1. Their season is on the line. And Lene Lytle to serve. She's got 3 aces in the match. Overpass, free ball above the net is tipped down and good. And getting the easy tip kill that time for Centura is Vanessa Sonnenfeld. That's her 4th kill. 3-2 Centura. Lytle serve. Picked up in the middle by Godverson. Here's the set by Cremosa, and it's wide, and nothing that Cunnaback can do with it. 4-2 Centura. 3 in a row, and they're looking for more. Don't forget, when we're done with all matches tonight at the end of everyone, the Misco Sports postgame show. Serve over to Godverson. Here's the set right side. Brown close to the net. Tips it, and it's blocked back. I think Lemberg got a hand on that one. She was up there along with Sonnenfeld, but we'll give it to Heather Lemberg, her 2nd ace block, and a timeout going to be taken by Gibbon very early here in game number 4. It's Centura 5, Gibbon 2. We'll be right back.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You start with a seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Out of the Gibbon timeout, we are back to volleyball action here, and Centura serves it away. Gibbon has it on the outside with the set by Cremosa. Middle attack going to be driven across by Davy Brown. Into the rafters on the dig. Centura tracks it down, though, and passes it over. Opportunity here for the Buffaloes, and they tap it across. Cut attack. Gets it down and good. Kylie is just, the way she does it, it's not very much of a big swing. She's always trying to just have a little punch angle, and it gets Centura almost every time. If it's very close to the net, she's able to not only save it, but get a point. And now Melissa Baker serves for Gibbon. Down 5-3. At the net, we got a block that goes out of bounds off of Gibbon. And the kill will go to Centura's Courtney Aitken, I do believe. No, it was not Aitken. It was Sonnenfeld, her 5th. 6-3 Centura, and true to serve it away. Gibbon sets outside. Pearson got a good run at it, and she's blocked out of bounds. Jerrica will get the kill. And for Jerrica, that is her 15th of the match, which leads all players. Side out Buffaloes, and back to serve is Macy Milks. 6-4 Centura, 4th set. They're up 2-1. There's the attack blocked up front by Pearson. It rolls back over to her. Jerrica blocked up front by Aitken. That was the Powers going at it both times there. Gibbon sets it across. Point still alive. Here's the set middle. Aitken will try the pan and good. Courtney will get her 14th kill for Centura. And they'll get the side out 7-4. Back in defensively, Brianna Kilming for Gibbon. coach has used almost everybody that's suited up tonight. Most of those, that's kind of a regular deal. And the leading server tonight for Centura, Kirby Starosik. Across it, Joe's free ball pass there, and it's an easy put away for Centura's Angelica Young. That'll be her seventh, and it's 8-4 Centura. Starosik now with 10 points from the service line. And that'll make it 8-4. Back to serve it away. Starosik again, looking for more. Here's the set to the outside. Pearson off the tip, down and good. Jerrica continues to rack up the kills, trying to keep her Buffaloes in it and trying to keep her volleyball career alive. You've got a lot of seniors on these two teams. I don't want to see it in here. And one of those is Vanessa Escondon, who is back to serve it. Tip back over Starosik. Play at the net. Couple of tips and 8-2. Oh, nice save over there by Kremosta, and it's still alive. Centura has to pass it across. Free ball here for Gibbon, and then they make a mistake. Free ball once for Centura, twice in the net. Gibbon. Yeah, there was just too much going on that play, and it ends up being a Centura point, 9-5. And Centura's going to send Caroline back in to serve it away. 2-1 here in favor of the Centurions. And the serve is across for an ace. Ace serve for Caroline. That'll be her first. 10-5 Centura. In other C1 action, Central City has now taken two in a row from Adams Central. They win game 3, 25-17. Central City leads Adams Central 2-1 on the breeze, 94.5. The winner will have to play Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia and St. Paul getting ready to play the second game there. Here, Centura gets another kill for Lene Lytle. 11-5, and Coach Bob Godverson calls timeout. And it may be the final one of the year for Gibbon because that's their second one. Centura's up 2-1 and 11-5 in game 4. You're listening to the C19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on KKPR.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to high school volleyball sub-district style here on KKPR. Out of the Gibbon timeout, the serve is across, and Gibbon can only pass it across. Center gets a good set in the middle, and Aitken will drive it across and end the net on the block attempt, Gibbon. It was dug out nicely in the back row by Melissa Baker, but in the net called, and it's now 12-5 Centura. And still serving Caroline, looking for four in a row, but not going to get it. That serve is out of bounds. Very few service errors in this match for either team tonight. Given double sub, Davey Brown and now Natalie Jurgens, a senior, will check in and serve for Jerrica Pearson. So the senior getting a chance to get in there, and I think Coach Godverson has played every single girl that's suited up tonight, which is a rarity. But they use a lot of kids anyway. And Jurgens serve. Nice deep serve that's going to be played there by Sonnenfeld. 10-foot line attack is going to be on the back line for Lene Lytle. That was very, very close, but it did catch the tape, and Lytle with her 13th kill, and now Pearson will re-enter. And a side out here for Centura, leading it 13-6, and they're up 2-1. Serve of the cross by Courtney Aitken. High set for the 10-foot line. It'll be punched over by Godverson. Centura trying to get a swing on it. It'll be a standing spike across by Lytle. Handled by Gibbon. Punched over by Kremosa as the pass is close to the net. Centura goes right side. They pick up the pace a little bit. That'll be Young taking it over. Pearson with the dig. Godverson on the attack. And she'll get the kill. Taylor was red hot the first two sets, but has only two total kills in sets 3 and 4. But she'll get her 10th one there. And Gibbon will get the ball back, and they need some points. Back to serve it will be Kremosa. The center, nice strong serve, tipped across, another back row attack. Going to be called on Centura. And a point for Gibbon. 13-8. Cremosa on the serve. Deep middle, handled there by Sonnenfeld. Pass close to the net, nothing they can do. And it'll be a point for Gibbon. 13-9. Centura couldn't dig it out of their own net. And Rachel Cremosa trying to get Gibbon back into it here from the service line. 13-9. This one will be taken at Aitken. Set by Lytle, and the attack by Centura is blocked, and a point for Gibbon. Godverson. Godverson getting her second ace block, 13-10. So we're not quite done yet. Gibbon clawing back. Cremosa serve. Backpedaling and making the pass. Sonnenfeld set to the middle, and again, the passes are not getting to the center. The center's not getting good sets to the net, so it's just pass, pass, pass. Godverson, another kill. 13-11, five in a row for the Buffaloes. Cremosa with 10 service points in the match. Trying to cut it to one. Taking it right down the middle again at Sonnenfeld. Here's a good set, right side attack, just like that. Down and good, Young, her eighth kill. A much simpler game when you can pass and handle the serve. And that time, Centura did. And Sarah Heinen rotates back into the front row here for Coach Morales. The serve is across by Young. Middle, Davey Brown, good swing, but digging it up is Young. And Young eventually has to pass it over. Pearson to Cremosa, outside Godverson, drives it through the double block for her 12th kill. Right back over to the Buffaloes. Centura won the opening set, 26-24. Gibbon took the second, 25-19. Centura took the third, 25-13. And right now, Centura leads 14-12, fourth set. Godverson serves. Godverson ace, 14-13. The second ace for Taylor Godverson. Gibbon has used both of their timeouts. Centura has not used one at all. And now with a substitution, I think Coach Morales was going to call a timeout, and she is going to call a timeout. So timeout on the floor here in this fourth set. Centura's up 2-1. Their lead has been cut to 14-13 in the fourth, but we'll be right back.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop. If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at the C19 opening night sub-district volleyball action. Taylor Godverson serving it away here, trying to tie it up midway through the fourth set of our opening match. Right side attack, Lytle says, not this time, and LeMay will get her 14th kill. She's got 14, Aitken has 14, 7 for Young for Gibbon, 16 for Pearson, and 12 for Godverson. 15-13 Centura, they're up 2-1. And the serve is down for an ace. That didn't waste any time. Lytle goes right back and gets her fourth service ace of the match. Gibbon got the momentum, got back into it. They were down at one point, 12-5, and then cut it to one. But now two quick ones for Centura. And across goes Lene Lytle. Here's the set right side for Brown off the block, and it's going to be down and good. Davey Brown, just her second kill. But it gets the ball back in the Buffalo hands, and back to give it away is going to be number 6, Melissa Baker. She's done a great job from the service line tonight. 9 points when she gets it across. 2 of them are aces. 16-14. And the serve. Back row picked up by Aitken. Here is the set. Outside from Young. She'll get it to Sonnenfeld. Sonnenfeld will terminate. Vanessa with her 6th kill. 17-14 Centura. And the Centura libero, Taylor True, will serve it away. Taylor's done good at the service line too tonight. 6 points with an ace. Over to Godverson, passed above the net, and an easy tip down for Centura. Sarah Heinen with the kill. Her second, 18-14. It's crunch time right now. Centura could run away. Gibbon needs to get back in it, down 4, and here's Pearson from the outside, blocked but out of bounds. J. Jerrica Pearson gets her 17th kill. And Gibbon will get the ball back at 18-15, trailing by three. And serving it up, Macy Milks just got it across. Picked up there by Lytle. Has to be passed over by Sonnenfeld for the Centurions. Here is the set, Cremosa in the middle. Pearson, big block, good dig. Ball still alive. Jumped over to Centura. Run down by True. Here's Aitken in the middle. She is wide on the attack, and Gibbon won the point on a great dig over there by Baker. Point Gibbon, 18-16. Notes to serve. Trying to cut it to one right down the line. It's picked up there by True from the 10-foot line. Heinen gets the kill. Boy, that middle that time for Gibbon was very soft. And from the 10-foot line, Heinen can really get up, but she dropped it over the front row. 19-16. Side out. Kirby Starosik to serve it for Centura. You're listening to the C-19 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Caro, and Gibbon and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Serve across. Pearson outside. Blocked. She put a hand on it to save it. Godfrey passes it back in, and then it's passed out of bounds by Gibbon. They made a nice play off a good double block here near the bench, but couldn't pass it back in play. Starosik serve. 20-16, getting closer to advancing. From the 10-foot line, Pearson sets it across. Hit back over on the second attempt by Young. Set here, Cremosa, middle attack. Pearson tipped it down. 18 kills for Jerrica. She's not going out without a fight. Back in, Vanessa Escondon to serve it away. Centura 20, Gibbons 17 in the fourth set. Well, once you lose now, unless you're fortunate enough to be in a wild card situation, your season's over. Strong serve, pass close to the net. Starosik might have got away with a double hit. It doesn't matter. They can't get it over anyway. Point Gibbons, 20-18. Escondon with the serve. Again, chance to cut it to one. Gibbons been close, but they can't catch Centura. Outside attack. He's going to be driven across. Somehow Godfrey plays it. Balls above the net, but it still falls on Gibbons' side. I think we're going to give the kill outside there to Vanessa Sonnenfeld or Angelica Young. We'll give it to Young. We've decided that it was Young out there. 21-18. Centura serves it across with Caroline. Gibbon needs to get the ball right back. Centura 4 points away from advancing. Centurion set middle. Good look. Aitken drives it wide. Out of bounds. Point Gibbon. Real good opening there, but could not convert. And Davy Brown back in for Gibbon. And after just a real quick service out, back in is Vanessa Sonnenfeld. And now Jerrica Pearson to serve. So big stories. Pearson's in the back row now, but she is going to get an ace serve. 21-20. Gibbon scored four of the last five. Centura has one timeout remaining. And an ace serve there for Jerrica. That is her first point on serve tonight. They took her out earlier. This serve just off the back line and out of bounds. So the ace followed by the error. 22-20. Courtney Aitken to serve for Centura. Serve, overpass at the net, in the net, on Gibbon, trying to keep it out of there was Rachel Cremosa. Nothing she could do. 23-20. Ace serve by Aitken. Aitken with the serve. Again, Gibbon's got to get it back. Picked up by Gilming. Set to the right side. Gottfriedson on the attack. Good dig to Rosick, but it's passed out of bounds. And give Gottfriedson the kill. That was almost disaster for Gibbon. It hit off the top of the net, but did just touch the antenna. It hit the tape and kicked back inbound. Now to serve it away for the Buffaloes is Rachel Cremosa. Centura's up 23-21 from the 10-foot line. Lemberg rolls it across. Opportunity here for the Buffaloes. They set to the left side. Godfrey on the attack. Dug out by Sonnenfeld. And the pass is way wide and out of bounds. Centura. Point Gibbon. 23-22, Cremosa serving. And a timeout going to be taken right here by Centura. Gibbon trying to force a fifth and decisive set. It's 23-22, Centura with the lead, and they're up 2-1. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Centura jumped out to a 12-5 and 13-6 lead here this set. Gibbon cut it to 13-11, and they've been trying to catch up ever since. They haven't tied it, but they've got a chance here on the serve of Rachel Kermosta. It's 23-22 Centura. Centura's up 2-1. Serve across, right side attack is going to be partially tipped there from Young. Picked up Pearson and tipped back over Godfrey. Easy chance for Centura. The attack, though, is dug out Pearson. Here's the set by Kermosa. Outside, Godfrey terminates, and we're tied. Number 14 for Taylor Godfrey. Both teams are out of timeouts. 23-all, fourth set. And this is just the opening match. Here's the serve, Kermosa, now for the lead. Picked up there by Sonnenfeld. Set to Lemberg. Standing spike. Partially blocked. And it's dug out. Still alive. Back over to Gibbon. Kermosa set. Godfrey on the left wing. Drives it back. Middle. Picked up Sonnenfeld. Set to the outside. High set for Lytle. Lytle terminates. And it is match point. Centura. A great dig out of the net over here. And Centura kept it alive. And now it is match point for the Centurions. And Angelica Young to serve it away. 24-23. The serve by Young. Picked up there by Cutterback. Taken over Brown. Brown gets the kill. Gibbon just didn't really move, and I don't think Centura knew how to put their defense. And Brown with just her third kill, and we're tied at 24. Now Taylor Godfrey serves for Gibbon. 24-all. Remember, it was 26-24 first set. Centura got that one. So Gibbon was close, but Centura won it. Can they do it again? Serve across. Right side attack. Good look. Termination for Lene Lytle. And it is match point number two for Centura, 25-24. And Lytle will go back and serve it away here for the Centurions. Again, match point. Serve is pretty deep. Picked up by Pearson, who's in the back row. Here's the set. Overset at the net. Tipped out Centura. The match is over. Give credit to Sarah Heinen for the final point. And 26-24 is your final. Centura winning two sets by the score of 26-24. Centura improves to 16-11. Gibbon will end their season at 12-16. We will be back and take a look at the final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back. It is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports is on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. They carry brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and more. Misco Sports in the downtown Kearney Center. Get your game on, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the numbers from the fourth and final set here in our opening match tonight. First off, for Gibbon, I had Rachel Kermosta for 5 service points. Kylie Cutterback with 1 kill. Davey Brown, 2 kills. Jerrica Pearson had an ace serve and 4 kills. Macy Milks had a service point. Vanessa Escondon had a service point. And Taylor Godfrey had 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block. And Godfrey had 5 kills in that game.
So if all those numbers pan out right, it means Gibbon had 12 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Centura, Caroline had three service points. One was an ace. Angelica Young had three kills. Corky Aitken had an ace serve, and it looks like one kill. Vanessa Sonnenfeld, three kills. Lene Lytle had a big game. She ended up with five service points. One was an ace and seven kills in that game. Taylor True had a service point. Sarah Heinen had three kills. Kirby Starosik had a couple of service points. And Heather Lemberg had an ace block. 17 kills, the most in any of the sets for Centura. One ace block. And in the ace serve department in that final set, it looks like three more for Centura as they win it 26-24. And take the match in four sets. And we'll be back and look at the overall cumulative numbers in 1 minute on the Wisco Sports Postgame Show.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Rosencrantz Gym, where we have a final score for you as Centura wins it in four sets. And here's how it happened according to our numbers this evening and this afternoon, it turned into this evening. First off, for Gibbon, I had Rachel Kremosta leading the team in serving with 12 points. Two of those were aces, one kill. Kylie Cutterback, seven kills. Shelby Rasmussen, two kills. Davey Brown, three kills. Melissa Baker, nine service points. Two of those were aces. Jerrica Pearson in her final volleyball match had an ace serve, an ace block, and a match-high 18 kills. Macy Milks, five service points. One was an ace, one kill. Vanessa Escondon, two service points. And Taylor Godfrey had a busy night. She had eight service points. Two of those were aces, two ace blocks, and 14 kills for Godfrey. Gibbon finishes with 46 kills, three ace blocks, and seven ace serves. And their 2010 season will come to an end with a record of 12-16, but a long way from where the seniors were when they were freshmen and did not win a match. So Rachel Kremosta, Kylie Cutterback, Shelby Rasmussen, Davey Brown, Jerrica Pearson, Natalie Juergens, Vanessa Escondon, a lot to replace next year for Gibbon. Final numbers for Centura, Caroline had nine service points. One of those was an ace. Angelica Young had five service points, an ace block, and nine kills. Courtney Aitken had three service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, and 14 kills. Vanessa Sonnenfeld, one service point, six kills. Lene Lytle led Centura tonight with 11 service points, tied for the team high. Four of those were aces. She had a team high 16 kills. Taylor True, seven service points. One was an ace. Sarah Heinen, four kills. Kirby Starosik tied for the team high in serving points with 11. One of those was an ace. She had one kill. And Heather Lemberg had two ace blocks and two kills. I had Centura for 52 kills, five ace blocks, and eight ace serves as Centura keeps their season alive at 16-11 with a 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 26-24 win over the Gibbon Buffaloes. They'll play here in another 90 minutes plus against Kearney Catholic, the top seed. Up next here in 15 minutes, it'll be the 2-3 seeds, 18-10 Wood River, 23-4 Minden will do battle next here at Rosencrantz in Grand Island. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports has over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts for men, women, and children, and the Indomitian Sioux jersey as he gets to be a cooler guy every single day. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
Centura advances on. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for Minden and Wood River. I'm Doug Duda saying keep it here on Classic Hits.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.